just got these new pants and they just gotta stay. And now every time I put them on, it reminds me of the pain. And I hear that washer roll. And I hear that dryer tumble. 'Cause I'm waiting for my laundry to be done. I'm waiting for my laundry to be done. I'm waiting for my laundry to be done. So I can wash myself.
All right, 95.3 FM, 97.1 FM, Greenlight Radio, and Boulder Free Radio. We are joined in the studio with Oren and Bobby of the Big Love String Band out of Boulder, Colorado. I'd like to ask you guys some questions, if you don't mind.
Cool.
So how long have you guys been together as your current incarnation of the Big Love String Band?
Well, we've been gigging since, I want to say, January.
Last year, yeah.
So not that long, really. We kind of all just, like, found each other's paths and started playing shows together and writing songs.
Cool. Yeah, we all met up at, what is it, Abo's?
Abo's on the hill.
Abo's on the hill.
Yeah, the big beginner bluegrass pick up on the hill.
That's cool. Well, that's good. So what drew you all together?
We had a gig up in Evergreen. Our banjo player is probably still sleeping right now. He asked if we could all play a gig, and then we just kept jamming after that. Come up with a name.
The rest is history.
Yeah, I don't know. Very short-lived history.
Well, that's good. So far.
So
it hasn't been. You guys haven't been fully around for far too long.
But
you guys have a somewhat cohesive sense of chemistry.
Yeah,
we like to hang out regardless. I feel like if we're in a band or not, you know, because we're playing music. Figure, why not kill two birds, one stone, hang out, rehearse, book gigs.
It's more than two birds.
Yeah, four birds with one stone.
That's good. So when you get together and you start to play, what's the process like when you start to write a song? Or is it just like you guys are just sort of jamming out for a couple hours and then it's like, hey, you know, that middle section was kind of good. Let's see what we can do with that.
Kind of all of the above. Like, mostly nowadays, we're just, like, meeting up for or before gigs, and we're just playing, and we're working on our originals. And the songwriting process for us is mostly just, like, maybe we'll, like, get together and try and write songs together, but I feel like everyone just kind of writes songs on their own and brings them back to the group and shows them to everyone.
Sometimes it's spontaneous, though.
Yeah, sometimes, you know, it's really spontaneous.
When you're just sitting up at 3 a.m.
Like that last song, we were just, like, I was at Bobby's house waiting to do my laundry and had the jingle in my head. Right. Bobby's like, hey, you're on to something.
Nice. I don't know. I thought I was like, I'm waiting for my
Was it like that?
See? It's all big.
It's very big, yeah.
It's excellent. Cool. And you guys are... Are you all Boulder natives? Or are you?
No.
Robert is. He's not here though. He's the upright bassist. Joey's Colorado native. He's from Evergreen, Colorado, born and raised. And Bobby's from Schenectady. Schenectady.
Schenectady. All right. That's cool. I lived in Albany for.
Oh yeah, that's
several years.
It's the home right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm from Baltimore. So me and Bobby kind of came. Great ways to just accidentally meet up.
All right. Excellent. Well, how about we hear some more?
Yeah, for sure.
From the Big Love String Band.
Let's do the Sunflower.
Oh, Sunflower Baby.
So this next song is another original.
Working on it last night.
Got to T, I would like to say. So we'll start off. Well, starting off my day with a walk on the bay. You're my lady, lay, lay. Can I ask if I may? Your paddle's so fine, must be divine. You're one of a kind, and I sure don't mind. You're my sunflower, baby, and it drives me crazy. crazy. No, I don't pick the daisies when I got my sunflower, baby. Well, down the avenue, about a mile or two, there's a gal dressed in blue with a heart so true. She's got sunset hair, skin so fair, an attitude that will scare once she casts her stare. She's my sunflower, baby, and it drives me crazy. No, I don't pick the daisies when I got my sunflower, baby. Sunflower, sunflower, baby. That was the sunflower baby.
Nice. Sunflowers take harmful chemicals out of the soil.
They do. And they're really pretty to look at. So, want to do a fiddle tune?
Yeah, want to do Billion Lowground?
Do Lonesome Fiddle.
Oh, I see that one, yeah. Thank you.
When this whole damn world's gone dry.
95.3 FM. Yes, we can definitely get you some water. 95.3, 97.1 FM, Boulder, Colorado. You are listening to the Big Love String Band, Oren and Bobby from the Big Love String Band. Do you think you could take that mic and move it a little bit closer? Oh, yeah. It's kind of got a little... Perfect. Thank you. So, you know, I'd like to ask you a question, if you don't mind.
Yeah, of course.
You know, Bobby, I couldn't help it. I mean, you have a very, like, your whole presence is very, like rural South kind of presence. But you grew up in Schenectady. I mean, that's definitely not the South. That's,
it's the upstate of New York.
It's definitely the upstate of New York. I mean, how do you get this southern, like, big vibe, you know, growing up in a suburb of, you know, in
Schenectady.
Yeah.
Well, it's funny, when I was back, they rated Albany the 7th most unfriendliest city in the United States.
Nice.
So, you know, it's around there, I don't know, there's people are kind of tough around there, you know. You've lived there.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I mean, I love people back there for sure, but there's some people that are, you have to kind of have a little tough skin to even hang around.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
They're kind of, you look at them wrong, they're going to try to fight you, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you so much.
That's a whole lot of water.
That's a lot of water.
I don't think you're going to ask for water again.
Yeah. So,
but,
yeah, I know, I mean, just how does that whole vibe kind of funnel into your music?
I don't know. You know, it's, you start out playing jazz, like, up there. There's a lot of jazz. There isn't much, like, folk music out there, you know? I mean, there is. That's not true. They got that Grey Fox Bluegrass Festival up there, but I don't know. It's not kind of, like, out here where you sit in a bluegrass circle, you pick songs with people, but you have to sing really loud to be heard, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's, like, it's kind of, I don't know, developed it through that, just, like, trying to be heard and articulate. Even when I'm trying to talk to women, I can't mumble.
You're
like, hey, how are you doing?
Right, yeah.
Make sure they hear it.
Definitely.
So why don't we go with the Midnight Oil?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, we're doing an old one.
You never take your time, you're always in a hurry.
all night, burn the midnight oil. Up all night, burn the midnight oil. Up all night means I can't sleep. Up all night means I can't sleep. Dawn, I'm up at the angry streets of dawn. I'm up at the angry streets of dawn, trying to find a little thing to turn me on. Trying to find a little thing to turn me on, cause it's up all night, burn the midnight oil. Up all night, burn the midnight oil. Up all night, burn the midnight oil. Up all night means I can't sleep. Up all night means I can't sleep. Up all night means my baby's
sweet. 95.3 FM, 97.1 FM. You are listening to the two members of the Big Love String Band. Do you guys have a website or something?
Facebook page.
Yeah.
Facebook page.
Website yet. Once the demo comes, we'll probably start thinking about
that. What's the Facebook page? Facebook.com/
Big Love String Band.
Big Love String Band. Where did where'd you guys get that name from?
Oh well, actually, that comes from Troy, New York.
Troy, all right.
Yeah, never heard of WRPI?
Oh, yeah. Lived right next to it, actually.
You know, so you know the Hairman Do. Have you listened to the Hairman Do on the WRPI, Troy? He's an old head that would... He, like, graduated from, like, Harvard, got his doctorate in, like, the 60s, and he's up there now doing FM radio in the whole Capital District.
Like, yeah.
If you go to the Capital District, the only station you can stand to listen to out there is like RPIs because it's the college.
I don't know, man. I was on CDB.
Oh, is that the
that's SUNY. SUNY's Albany.
Oh yeah, yeah. That was the next thing I'm saying. Yeah. SUNY and you.
SUNY and RPI. Yeah.
They have the two only like radio stations you can listen to.
Yeah, I agree.
Like you can't listen to like big radio out there. You can only do the college radio out there.
Yeah.
So the Hairman Do WRPI, he would let us. Well, I would call him all the time, like, hey, can you play this song? Play this song? He's like, one day, he's like, come in and play. I'm like, all right, cool. So we got a group of people, went in there and play. And this guy, man, he'd always say, every time we get in there, he's like, big love, come back anytime, big love.
Big love.
And I'm like, oh, man, that's a good way to put it.
Yeah, man.
You know?
This is the first time I've heard of any of this.
Really?
Yeah, you never told me the story.
See, the thing about mandolin players, they don't listen.
The thing about guitar players is they are always stereotype the mandolin players. Why don't we do All of Me?
All of Me. Do a swing song.
All right, 95.3 FM, 97.1. This is Big Love String Band.
Well, all of me, why not take all of me? Can't you see I'm no good without you? Take my lips, I want to lose them. Take my arms, I'll never use them. Your goodbye left me with eyes that cry. How can I go on without you? You took the part that once was my heart, so why not take all of me? Thank you. not take all of me? Can't you see I'm no good without you? Take my lips, I want to lose them. Take my arms, I'll never use them. Your goodbye left me with eyes that cry. How can I go on without you? You took the best, so why not take the rest? Oh well, baby, take all of me. That was All of Me, classic jazz standard. Favorite version is the Billie Holiday version.
Yeah,
it's a good one.
I like the NoFX version.
Oh really?
Oh, yeah.
Do they really do that?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Gotta listen to that one. So why don't we do
a minor swing?
Yeah, see the minor swing.
Do a little Django Reinhardt number.
FM, 97.1 FM. You are listening to the Big Love String Band. Sorry, we've got Oren, the mandolin player, and Bobby, the guitar player. And there's more members. Is that correct?
Yeah, they're
hungover and sleeping, and one of them didn't even answer their phone. And we're just like, we could go to his house, try to wake him up, come super late, and I was just like, me and Bobby can handle it.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're very glad that you're here today.
Oh, we're glad you let us come in.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
It's a good time.
Some two rapscallions coming in the studio.
Wow,
the Ochi
Chun,
yeah.
So, a lot of times when we play out live, we like to take people out on a world tour. Bobby will tell you a little about that.
Oh, yeah, we like to do songs from around the world. That one was in France. So I think we're going to go from France to Russia?
Yeah, Russia.
Oh, man.
All right, a musical journey through the world.
очи страстные. Очни кучи.
From Russia.
Yeah, an old song called Ochi Chornye.
Ochi Chornye.
Which means dark eyes.
Dark guys?
Dark and dark eyes. Dark and burning eyes, I think.
All right. So, you know, the one of the big complaints I get a lot of from bands in this area is, well, if you're not like a bluegrass band, you're not going to have success in Boulder. Uh-oh. So, you know, I'm just curious to see what your feelings are, you know, with your specific style of music, and see how it's being received in this area.
Well, like, I don't know. We try to not strictly stick to bluegrass, because everyone around here seems to kind of do that, trying to mix in other feels, and I don't know, we feel maybe it's because of our age, but younger people around here can be kind of receptive to that. Like, a good example, St. Patrick's Day, me and Bobby just, like, walked up to some random, like, house party. Could have been a frat for all we knew. And we're like, yo, we're an Irish band. Like, we'll come play your party. Like, we'll, like, make it happen. And, like, at first they were a little skeptical. But then, like, we, like, pushed through that. And they had so much fun. Never seen...
Wow.
And hollering.
Yeah, never seen a bunch of, like, fratties and sororities, like, getting down so hard to bluegrass music in my life. Like...
That's great.
It was pretty cool.
I think out here there's a lot of, I mean, the style of bluegrass is definitely, like, rooted kind of with, you know, the big festivals like Telluride and Rocky Grass. You got a lot of people that, like, kind of stick around after that. They're like, wow, they just jam like this all the time.
Yeah.
Which they do. There's a bluegrass pig, like, Sunday through Thursday night going on. But I think, I don't know, it's trying to, like, fuse different styles is kind of... We're trying. I don't know. I'm trying to do, you know?
Yeah, I hear you. And what you said about, like, bands feel like they can't be successful unless they're a bluegrass band. You know, I honestly think the opposite of that. I think there's just so much bluegrass music. If a band comes out with something different, you know, people would be all over that stuff.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, another example, we're a bluegrass band, and we're not, like, ragingly successful. Like, we're successful in the amount of fun we have, but
right. Well, that's the most important thing.
It is the most important.
And I mean, you guys definitely. I mean, it's palpable. You know, the level of influences that you have. I mean, you know, you definitely have some gypsy jazz and some flat out jazz, and you can definitely feel that stuff. I'm curious to see, you know, personally what all your influences are.
You want to go? Or I'll go. Well, I don't know. I like Django Reinhardt. I think we kind of all do. He's big influence on, like, acoustic guitar stylings, you know?
Right, he's great.
Because you kind of keep looking at other guitar players to, like, see what they're doing. And then you look at Django, and he just does something that's just unbelievable, to be quite honest. Two fingers. And then, I don't know, other flat-picking guitar players, too. But also, I've been trying to get into, like, the Romani gypsy music. Because it's funny how people, like, act out here. Kind of, we all go busking or something.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's a real, you know, ancient gypsy thing, you know?
Sure.
Busking. And, I don't know, getting more styles to kind of quite, like, blend and...
Sure.
I don't know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
trying to figure it out. What about you, Aaron?
Yeah, well, for me, like, you know, I grew up listening classic rock. That's what my dad put on the radio.
Yeah, same,
you know,
yeah.
Pink Floyd, the Grateful Dead, the Beatles, all that. One day, my friend found a mandolin in his mom's closet and kind of started exploring that side of music. And since then, you know, a lot of my biggest influences, especially on the mandolin, Bill Monroe, David Grisman.
You gotta say him, huh?
Yeah, gotta mention Bill Monroe. Lately I've been listening to, like, you know, I've been trying to listen to more jazz. Something that's really been making my foot tap lately is Fats Waller.
Yes. All right.
We should do a Fats Waller tune.
You want him?
Yeah, which one?
Let's do the, you want to do that one?
Can we be slaying? Or do you want to do the honeysuckle?
Honey?
You want to do the honeysuckle?
Let's do the honeysuckle.
All right.
All right, 95.3 FM, 97.1 FM, greenlightradio.com, boulderfreeradio.org. You are listening to the Big Love String Band.
Thank you. One, two.
Jealousy when they see you out with me. I don't blame them, Lord. Goodness knows you're my honeysuckle rose. When you're passing by flowers, they droop and they sigh. And I know the reason why. You're my sweet Lord. Goodness knows you're my honeysuckle rose. I said, don't buy no sugar, babe. You just gotta touch my cup. I say, don't buy no sugar, babe. It's so sweet when you stir it up. When I'm taking sips from your tasty lips, you see that on your belly drips. Your confection, oh, goodness knows you're my honeysuckle rose. honeysuckle rose. When you're passing by, flowers do me sigh, and I know the reason why. You're my sweet hello, goodness knows why. Honeysuckle rose, don't buy none of that sugar, babe. You just gotta touch my cup. Don't buy no sugar, babe. It's so sweet when you stir it up, when I'm taking sips from your tasty lips, seeing that on that belly drips. Your confection, Lord, goodness knows my honeysuckle rose.
Honeysuckle Rose.
The old honeysuckle.
Wonderful. 95.3 FM, 97.1 FM, greenlightradio.com, and boulderfreeradio.org. You're listening to what I'm going to call the Boulder Music Showcase. Our guest today is the Big Love String Band, actually just two members, Oren on mandolin and Bobby on guitar. I'm curious, are you guys as the representatives of the band, I'm curious what you see your direction as going. Are you seeking fame and fortune and
hopefully
women that, and
well, yeah, yes, that hopefully we get a van. That'd be a cool direction.
A van.
Get a van and maybe get to go some places, play some small gigs around the state.
Yeah.
Sleep on sidewalks. It's a good goal.
Yeah, is that
it's
a good goal.
I don't know. Hopefully some inspiration that can get us to some good original music. Try to get a little farther. Try to fuse everything. Be the melting pot of all this stuff so that we can get together.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? Just try to get... kind of, I don't know, it's cool having, like, the gypsy jazz thing and the bluegrass thing, but if you can get both of them, like, together, it would kind of be weird.
Yeah.
Throw a little hip-hop in there as well.
Very cool.
Yeah, so, why don't we do,
it's that one, the old Kentucky?
Kentucky Waltz, yeah. This guy, and you have, like, a same brainwave.
Nice.
I swear to God.
Nice.
Does this all the time.
You're easy to read, Oren.
That could also be true.
All right.
You ready?
Yeah.
Thank you. And I was the boy who was lucky, but it all ended too soon. As I sit here alone in the moonlight, I can see her smiling there. And long once more for your embrace in that beautiful Kentucky walk.
Kentucky Waltz, written by none other than Sir Bill Monroe.
Sir Bill Monroe, to you.
Gotta plug him in on the Sundays.
Hearing my baby?
Yeah.
Do an old Jailbird song.
died in mother's arms. I ain't in this town to stay, said that lady wearing gray. I'm just here to get my baby out of jail. Yes, warden, I'm just here to get my baby out of jail.
Right, 95.3 FM, 97.1 FM. You are listening to the Boulder Music Showcase. Today we have the Big Love String Band, Oren and Bobby from the Big Love String Band. You guys have a Facebook page, facebook.com/Big Love String Band. Do you have any music online?
We're working on it.
Working on it. Do you have any shows coming up?
We got... Yeah, alfalfa's pancake and waffle breakfast.
Yeah.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
Yeah, we're also known as the Alfalfa's String Band.
When is this?
It's Alfalfa's.
But when is it?
It's like, I think it's the 23rd. I want to say it's the 23rd.
Yeah, every time I ask him, he says a different day.
That was the 24th. Bobby was so unsure about it. It's really his responsibility. Alfalfa's. Yeah. Account.
That's cool. We play a lot of gigs over there. They like us over there.
Excellent.
Cool. Yeah.
Played over there last weekend for Labor Day.
Excellent.
Got a little crowd out there.
Yeah. Probably do some surprise shows here and there. Yeah. If you're lucky.
Keep updated on the Facebook. That's the best way to find out.
Facebook. Facebook.com/Big Love String Band.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So I think we got time for, let's say, two more.
We're gonna go to the Deutschland, I think, or the Germany. Yeah. I don't know.
Deutschland.
I don't remember which country this song comes from.
Thank you.
bello, bella, even savun devar, each language only helps me tell you how grand I think you are when I try to explain by being pissed to shame. So kiss me and say you understand.
Uno mas.
Uno mas. So what should we do?
Do an Orin Singer.
All right. Let's do Me, My Uncle.
All right. Close with a good old.
This one is going to set your pace for the rest of the day. For those of you listening right now. But if you're in your car, don't drive too fast. Try to keep easy. Well, me, my uncle, went riding down South Colorado, West Texas bound. We stopped over in Santa Fe, that being home, just about halfway. And you know it was the hottest part of the day. I took the horses up to the stalls, went to the bar, ordered drinks for all. Days in the saddle, know my body hurt. It being summer, I took off my shirt and I tried to wash out some of that dust and dirt. West Texas cowboys, y'all gathered round with liquor and money, they slowed it down. Soon after payday, those scenes changed. And my uncle, he starts playing the game. And Hollow Jack and the winner takes Sam. Cowboys got sold, one of them caught him, and then two more. Accused him of cheating, well, no, it couldn't be. I know my uncle, he's as honest as me. And I'm as honest as them man can be, that's me. So one of them cowboys, he starts to drop. I shot him down low, he never saw. Got me another, oh damn it's all grow. In the confusion, my grab go. And we hightailed it down to Mexico. I love those cowboys, I love their gold. I love my uncle, God rest his soul. He taught me good, Lord, taught me all I know. Whoa, he taught me so well, I grabbed that gold. And I left this dead ass stay on the side of the road.
All right.
Thanks a lot, guys. We are the Big Love String Band.
Woo!
Two of the members of the Big Love String Band. I'm Oren Paisner.
I'm Bobby Davis.
And we had a pleasure playing here for you guys.
Thank you for letting us come.
Thanks
for
letting us come.
Thank you for coming. It was a lot of fun.
Heck yes.
95.3 FM and 97.1 FM, KBFR, BoulderFreeRadio.org, and KGLR, GreenlightRadio.com. This is the weekly Boulder Music Showcase. My name is Eric. My email address is ralph@greenlightradio.com if you wanted to get a hold of me. Ralph@greenlightradio.com. So thank you so much to the Big Love String Band.
What's the Facebook page again?
Facebook, yeah.
It's facebook.com/Big Love String Band.
Nice.
facebook.com/Big Love String Band. Oren on mandolin and Bobby on guitar were our guests today. 95.3 FM, 97.1 FM. We got Rocky Flats, our in-studio engineer. My name, once again, is Eric. Thank you for joining us. Join us next week when somebody will be here.
We hope.
We hope.
Big love.
Big love.
Thank you.
Neek, also just to known as Tech. How you doing, Tech?
Yeah, all right. Real quick here, guys. I'm just going to play an interview with Immortal Technique while we figure some stuff out.
Cool.
Check that out. And he's got a concert coming up September...
What is it? September 19th at the Gothic? Yeah, I don't know. I'll be there. All right.
This is Rocky Flats from Greenlight Radio 97.1 in Boulder, Colorado. And I have on the phone with us Mr. Immortal Technique, also just known as Tech. How you doing, Tech?
What's up, Pirate Radio? What's up, brother? What's up, Colorado?